Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, I'm Michelle Edwards, a member of First Lutheran, and today I'm reading from chapter 6 in the Gospel of Mark, verses 30 through 44. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, "Five and 2 fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. This is one of those Bible stories that almost everyone seems to have heard. Most of us are pretty familiar with the general story. We heard it in Sunday school, and we've probably heard it in more than one sermon over the years. It's one of the more well-known miracles of Jesus, and it makes a really good story. In spite of all this familiarity, I think there are some details worth noticing that might get overlooked. The story starts with the disciples returning from the short ministry journeys Jesus had sent them on. They're reporting on how it all went, and Jesus invites them to come away from the crowds, take some time to rest and refresh themselves. I love this moment of Jesus taking care of his disciples. He knows better than anyone how much serving others can take out of you. And God has been teaching us about the importance and value of rest since the story of creation. Work is good, satisfying, and fulfilling, and meaningful and valuable. And so is rest. Now, in the passage, Jesus' plans for some solitude with his disciples goes a bit sideways. They take a boat to a remote location, but people figure out where they're headed and beat them there. Instead of quiet and rest, they have a crowd and noise and needs to meet. Does Jesus react with impatience or anger? No, he has compassion on the people who are so hungry for the spiritual food he's offering. After hours of ministering to the people, now the disciples try to take care of Jesus. It's a beautiful relationship we see here. Jesus watches out for the well-being of his disciples, and they do the same for him. However much Jesus must have appreciated their concern for him, he disagreed with their methods. His disciples wanted to send the people away. Jesus recognized that though he had been feeding them spiritually, they also had a physical hunger, and he wanted his disciples to have concern for that as well. And then, well, you know the rest of the story. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to remember that you care about our whole selves, our spiritual needs, our mental and emotional needs, our physical needs, and every other need. Let us remember to bring all our needs and cares to you, certain of your love and compassion. In Jesus' name, amen.